Hashtag AQA GCSE Food Preparation and Nutrition Seasonal Foods Podcast Script. Intro music upbeat and modern fades after 5 seconds. Host. Hello and welcome to the GCSE Food Prep and Nutrition Revision Podcast. I'm your host, and today we're diving into a topic that's not only crucial for your exam, but also for understanding where our food comes from, seasonal foods. Over the next 10 minutes, we'll explore what seasonality means, why it's so important for sustainability and quality, and how you can use this knowledge to impress the examiners and pick up maximum marks. So, grab a notebook and let's get started. Transition sound short, clean whoosh. Host. First up, the core concepts. What do we actually mean by seasonal food? In simple terms, it refers to the time of year when a particular type of food is at its peak, both in terms of harvest and flavor. For the AQA exam, you need to be specific. We're talking about produce that is grown and harvested naturally in the UK without the need for energy-intensive heated greenhouses or polytunnels. Let's break it down by season. In spring, we see an abundance of produce like asparagus, rhubarb, and spring onions. Think fresh, green, and vibrant. As we move into summer, the UK is bursting with color. This is when we get our famous strawberries, raspberries, tomatoes, and courgettes. These are classic examples that examiners love to see. Then comes autumn. This is the harvest season, so we have a glut of wonderful produce like apples, pears, pumpkins, and beetroot. Finally, winter. It might seem like not much grows, but this is when we get hearty vegetables like Brussels sprouts, kale, leeks, and parsnips. Knowing specific examples for each season is a guaranteed way to earn credit for AO1, your knowledge and understanding. So why does this matter? There are three key reasons the examiners want you to focus on: cost, quality, and the environment. Let's talk cost. When a fruit or vegetable is in season, there's a lot of it available. This is called a glut. Basic economics tells us that when supply is high, prices go down. So seasonal food is often cheaper for the consumer. For your exam, you can state that buying seasonal produce is a great way to manage a food budget. Next, quality. This is where you can use the high-level term organoleptic qualities. It's a fancy way of saying the taste, smell, texture, and appearance of the food. Produce that is picked when it's perfectly ripe and in season has superior organoleptic qualities. A summer strawberry grown in a field in Kent is going to be much sweeter and juicier than one grown in a heated greenhouse in winter or flown thousands of miles. It also has a higher nutritional value. The longer a fruit or vegetable is allowed to ripen naturally, the more vitamins and minerals it can develop. Finally, and this is a big one for your exam, the environment. This links directly to the concepts of food provenance and sustainability. When we eat seasonally, we are often eating more locally. This dramatically reduces food miles, the distance food travels from farm to plate. Fewer food miles mean fewer transport emissions, which reduces our carbon footprint. For example, buying strawberries from a local UK farm in June might involve 50 food miles. Buying them from Spain in December could involve over 5,000 miles of air freight, which has a huge environmental impact. Linking seasonality to reduced food miles and a lower carbon footprint is a key marking point. Transition, sound short, clean whoosh. Host. Now for our exam tips and common mistakes section. AQA examiners are looking for candidates who can apply their knowledge. A brilliant way to do this is in your AO2 menu planning questions. When you design a menu, explicitly state that you are using seasonal ingredients. For example, for my main course, I will use seasonal asparagus to create a risotto. This shows the examiner you're not just listing ingredients, but thinking about their properties. For the longer 12-mark evaluation questions, you might be asked to discuss the pros and cons of buying seasonal food. A top-level answer will acknowledge the benefits we've discussed, but also consider the consumer demand for year-round availability. You could mention how preservation techniques like freezing and canning allow us to enjoy produce out of season, but that this can affect the organoleptic qualities. Now for a common mistake to avoid. Don't just say seasonal food is healthier. You need to be specific. Credit is given for explaining why it's healthier. Use phrases like higher nutrient density due to natural ripening or higher in vitamins like vitamin C. Another pitfall is confusing local and seasonal. While they often overlap, they aren't the same. A tomato grown in a heated UK greenhouse in February is local, but it's not seasonal. It's using artificial methods to grow out of its natural season. Transition sound quick quiz jingle. Host. Okay, time for a quick fire recall quiz. I'll ask a question. You pause the podcast and say the answer out loud. Ready?
1.
Name two UK-grown fruits that are in season in summer. Pause. Answer. You could have said strawberries, raspberries, cherries, or blackcurrants. Two. What term describes the superior taste, texture, and aroma of seasonal food? Pause. Answer. Organoleptic qualities. 3. Explain how buying seasonal food can benefit the environment. Pause. Answer. It reduces food miles and lowers the carbon footprint as food is transported shorter distances. 4. What is the term for when there is an overabundance of a crop in its season? Pause. Answer. A glut. How did you do? If you got all four, you're well on your way to mastering this topic. Transition sound short, clean whoosh. Host. So, let's quickly summarize. Seasonal food is produce that is at its peak harvest time in a particular country. For your AQA exam, you need to know specific UK examples for each of the four seasons. The key benefits are lower costs due to gluts, superior organoleptic qualities and nutritional value, and a more sustainable food system with reduced food miles and a lower carbon footprint. Remember to use those keywords in your exam answers. Outro music, upbeat and modern, fades in. Host. That's all we have time for today. Thanks for listening to the GCSE Food Prep and Nutrition Revision Podcast. Keep practicing those retrieval questions and join me next time for another deep dive into a key topic. Good luck with your revision. Music fades out.